Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening, wrestling fans. It is 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock Central. Rock just went off the air. SmackDown just went off the air. And you are live to the Sports Radio Network. And we are bringing you tonight Thursday Thunder. So we're going to talk about tonight's SmackDown. We'll get into some wrestling news. My name is Steve Kane, also known as the Dean of Wrestling Referees. And we are live here on the 2D Sports Radio Network right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can join me and have questions and comments either via the blue handy-dandy Skype button, or you can call me in via the phone line at 347-826-9418. Once again, that's 347-826-9418. SmackDown just ended, and it was definitely a interesting night. The main event was interesting, and we did get a little bit of a headway as to what's going to be happening this weekend on the little WWE Network special, and as well as some other things that will be happening here shortly. Now, definitely want to send out best wishes to Jimmy Jam Garvin, who, of course, will be joining his brothers Michael P.S. Hayes, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, the late Terry Bam Bam Gordy, and the late Buddy Roberts in the WWE Hall of Fame on WrestleMania weekend in Dallas. He underwent shoulder surgery this week, according to when he was on the Ric Flair Woo Nation podcast just a matter of a couple days ago. So, now, and speaking of the fabulous Freebirds, found out that Ray Gordy, who is Terry's son, will be speaking for them at the Hall of Fame ceremony, along with Buddy Roberts' son, Brandon, who worked here in the Chicago area for several years under the moniker of Buddy Roberts Jr. So we will be looking forward to that one, just because it's been a while here in Chicago since Budrow, and so we're looking forward to having him back on some sort of wrestling television. Hopefully this will be something coming up good for him. He's been trying to work in this industry for a long time, and so definitely glad to see he's getting back into it. Early run on SmackDown tonight, once again, was none other than Dean Ambrose. And, of course, he started in with his haranguing about, first off, he talked about how he was beat up, that his little bruises have basically turned into nothing more than a big bruise, and so he would sit down, and so he started chanting, and then lo and behold, here comes Kevin Owens on Ambrose, and then tried a sneak attack, which Ambrose quickly got himself up from and managed to do a counter. And with that, it was rather funny. I liked how Ambrose referred to that. Now, so that was definitely rather good. So that was the start of the show. And then from there, we went into the opening contest, and we'll get to that here in just a moment. Bring all the copy back up here. So, in the dark match prior to the actual beginning of the taping, Neville defeated Tyler Breeze using the Red Arrow. So, after the Ambrose Owens situation, we got the Usos coming out. And they went against the League of Nations tonight, represented by the Angry Catfish and the Bulgarian Bulk. So that match was, so-so, leading to League of Nations win when the Bulgarian Bulk, or I'm sorry, when the Angry Catfish, Jey Uso with the rogue kick of doom, following which the Dudleys came out with the table. Gee, they aren't supposed to be using tables anymore. Well, they didn't. They just went ahead and did some more pounding on the Usos and went from there. Following that was a return match for the number one contender's position for the Women's Championship. I'm sorry, the Divas title. Women, NXT or women, main roster or Divas. So, Make of that what you will. Sasha and Becky came out, and once again, another fine match from the two of them, which of course led to Charlotte coming out with Daddy Rick, who proceeded to, woo the two of them to death. Now, somebody, please get this guy off of TV, okay? I'm sorry, I loved Rick back in the day. Rick was good back in the day, but Rick is not what he was back in the day. Now, this is definitely not our Ric Flair. For you younger kids, your father's Ric Flair. But either way, so Charlotte attacks both of them, which basically throws the match out again, leaving us with no number one contender for the Divas title. Then they do a replay of the Undertaker's throat grab on Vince, which then led to a interview segment with Charlotte and Rick, at which point Charlotte was informed that the Divas title match at WrestleMania will be a three-way dance. So Charlotte will be facing Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. At the end of the interview, Charlotte to just stare and walk away totally speechless. After that, we had New Day, and they came out and started ripping on Y2AJ, who they will be facing this coming Monday night live right here for those of you in the Chicago area at the Allstate Arena, the location formerly known as the Rosemont Horizon, and which led to a match between AJ Styles once again. You know, this is one of the things I'm actually liking about what WWE is doing with AJ. They're not giving him just one finish. In fact, they're not giving him just two finishes. He is now going with a third finish. He defeated Kofi Kingston of the New Day, this time using the springboard elbow. Using that as a finisher during his days in either New Japan, NWA Wildside, or TNA. And so from there, we get to the main event, which had Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens, non-title match. Again, well-fought, brutal match between the two of them. They pair so well together. It'll be interesting to have them actually work a program, because I think Owens can definitely, you know, work Ambrose's style without any problem. And then Ambrose wins with the defense. Owens goes after Ambrose after the match, sets up a table. But instead, it winds up going in reverse. But the cut on the table didn't break all the way through. In fact, it didn't break at all. Owens slid off. So that was the end of SmackDown. That kind of covers, man, 2 hours of TV, and we cover that in 13 minutes. So we will go ahead and take ourselves a break here, and we'll be back in just a little bit. This is Thursday Thunder coming to you live on the Tuesday.
This is our time, we will be denied. He's a fire that is raging inside. This is our time, this is show time. We will fight till their wills are broken. This is game time, and this game.
Wrestling, entertaining action that attracts a crowd and provides excitement at a fair or festival. The right promotion will have professionally trained talent with professional grade ring gear and equipment. Fairgoers will want to see more of them and attend ticketed events in the area. Bringing the wrong promotion, not vetting their credentials, you could end up with an embarrassing disaster. The talent may have no ring gear, little or no professional training, aren't family friendly, and perform so poorly, you'll wish they'd returned to the backyard they came from. Burned organizers won't chance bringing in pro wrestling ever again, shutting out legitimate promoters. And the fairgoers, if they want to see wrestling, will only go to WWE events. If you want live professional wrestling at your fair or festival, don't get burned. Check their credentials before you book. A public service announcement from the Nosebleed Seats. You can contact us on Facebook for more information. Central Illinois Pro Wrestling. Professional wrestling. Entertaining action that attracts a crowd and provides excitement at a fair.
Okay. A little technical glitch there. Not sure how that happened. All right. For those of you who are interested, we just mentioned that Shane McMahon was going to be in Chicago on Monday night. Shane and The Undertaker will be on the Raw Go Home Show prior to WrestleMania, March 28th in Brooklyn. And also on that one, it was listed League of Nations, Kevin Owens versus Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, Roman Reigns, and Kalisto. Now, Shane is also advertised for the March 14th Raw in Pittsburgh, as well as the March 28th. Now, he's not advertised for the March 21st Raw in Philadelphia. And if you're wondering, well, Shane's actually getting, from what reports are, the paycheck of around $120,000 for doing the WrestleMania. There is no report at this present time of Shane actually having a corporate job back at WWE in Stamford. So, not sure exactly if he just, you know, came back to help out the WrestleMania because of all the injuries, or if, in fact, he is going to be doing something as well, you know, eventually when this is all over. Former member of the WWE roster has announced himself into something even bigger than his previous job in professional wrestling. Terry Garin, a.k.a. Rhino, put in his petitions today and is now officially running for a seat in the Michigan House of Representatives. He posted a picture of himself on Twitter, had this mustard-colored suit coat, checkered shirt, and a bow tie. So he's going to be running for a seat in the Dearborn area. Now, of course, this is not the first segment that WWE star, or in fact the first wrestling star that has ever been involved in politics. Giant Baba was, of course, for a long time, a member of the Japanese Diet, which is their legislative body. Late Ludwig Borga, when he left the then WWF, Tony Halme was a representative in the Norwegian Parliament. Our friend Brian Blair, who, of course, we've had on a number of times, has also been a member of the Tampa Bay City Council as well. So, all right. So, real quickly here in New Japan. New Japan is holding their annual, defeating Yujiro Takahashi by countout. Bullet Club attempted to interfere, but now hit a low on the count of 19 and back into the ring to beat the count. In his first finish match, roster, Michael Elgin from Ring of Honor defeated Hiroshi Tenzan by pinfall, power bomb. So no, will be the one to win this. Matanga defeated Tony Makabe by pinfall with all in double DT. Makabe is a huge threat. Brian Kima defeats Tomaka by pinfall with the lariat. Match, Kazuchi Sakuraba and Kazushi Okada defeated Kushida and Katsuyori Shibata by pinfall. And after the match, the appearance on the screen challenge the IWGP Junior Championship. Then back to the cup and first round. Yumihiro Goto defeated Nuji by pinfall. Victory for a cradle pin. looks like this is one of those matches that you get a video on. Big chops and kicks on this match, so we'll be see that one. And then from there, Tetsuya Naito defeated Yoshi by pinfall. And then from there, Masahiro Ishii defeated Evil by pinfall with another lariat. And then bad luck WWE defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi by pinfall after using a razor edge.